Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got all sorts of great stuff that we continue to look at and discuss as we head through the afternoon. Not one, but two J. Jones fundraisers apparently have now been canceled. What does that really mean? I don't know. I really don't know. Could he do the decent thing and step aside? Well, maybe. Does he have so much money coming in from California, New York, he just doesn't need another fundraiser? Has he been told, keep your head down and, you know, just see this through for the next 3 weeks? I don't know. Some strange stuff going on that side. Again, I ask, where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi? We got top three on our list, right? Number one, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Can't find him. Where is Scooby-Doo? Can't find him. Ghazala Hashmi, same thing, can't find her. John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and let me tell you, you would be hard-pressed not to find him. The guy's everywhere, at every corner of our beloved Commonwealth, and I'm always happy to welcome him to this program. John, thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. I was up early this morning in Newport News at the shipbuilders plant to make sure that I could speak to the folks who were leaving after working overnight and the folks who were arriving at 6 a.m. to start their shift. And they had a lot to tell me. So I was glad I went and did that.
Well, good. What were some of the issues that the ship workers had?
Well, you know, there are people who are worried about this economy. And of course, you know, Jeff, it would be easy for me to just say, oh, blame that on Biden. Well, you know, I think Biden did a lot of damage, but now we're $37 trillion in debt. We're going to have to figure out how to adjust federal spending. And, of course, you know, if you're building ships, guess who you're building the ships for? The U.S. government. You know, there's anxiety about that. What do we do? And that's not just important for those families. That's important for everybody in Virginia. And I think we have, as Republicans, we better pay close attention to the workers. We need to make sure that they are confident, that they want to stay here, that they want to work, and that they have other options, too, should there be adjustments that are made. That's one reason that I'm telling people, you could pick Ghazala Hashmi, the lady who was a poetry teacher for 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, at the local university. Those college professors seem to think they are more knowledgeable than everybody else, you know, in the ivory tower. That's the tradition with them. Or you can pick somebody like me who's been wrestling with these issues, who actually has been a business person and, quite frankly, could pick up the phone and get a telephone call through to the White House instead of just complaining about Donald Trump, like Ghazala and Abigail Spanberger do all the time. I mean, you may hate Trump, you may love Trump, but he is going to be around for at least 3 years, so maybe Virginia needs to contemplate that going forward, right?
That's a great point. That is absolutely a great point. We hear all of the complaining. I mean, the entire campaign on the Democrat side is simply a rehash of how much these three people hate Donald Trump. But I no ideas. And every time Spamberger comes out with an idea, essentially she says, well, you know, what Glenn Youngkin did, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it better. It's like, hey, listen, lady, we got it. We got a great team here. We're going to keep a good thing going.
Yeah.
Any progress at all? I fear I know the answer. We can't find Ghazala Hashmi, even on the observance of the October 7th slaughter. You, as a decent person, I know you were over at the J for an observance over there. You had a really touching press release, a social media post. She doubled down, really, with standing with the Hamas crowd. But any progress at all in tracking her down and getting a debate?
No. You know, somebody told me on Facebook that Ghazala Hashmi, you're lying, John. She's everywhere. I said, really? Where is she? I haven't seen her. Apparently, she went to a big union event the other night. Okay. There's, you're really venturing out outside of your base, huh, Ghazala, going to the union event. And you know what? She's not going to the union event to help the working class of Virginia. She's going because those union bosses in New Jersey own her. They're sending money to her through the Democrat Party. This isn't about the working guy anymore. This is about the unions trying to take over Virginia, and Ghazala is one of the ways they're going to do it. And like you say, Jeff, she really can't help herself. She couldn't bring herself yesterday to put a post up just to mourn the innocent victims of the slaughter in Israel. She had to go and criticize Netanyahu. She had to compare the slaughter of innocent people who, you know, happen to have a government that started a war to what has happened since. And somebody like that, who doesn't have that discernment or that basic decency, you don't want them in public office. And, you know, Jay Jones in his text kind of revealed his twisted mindset. The Democrats have got a real problem with their attitude about violence and their understanding of innocence versus somebody who's committing a crime. And I wouldn't trust them in leadership of anything.
Let's talk about the embrace of violence. I remind everybody, John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. His website, by the way, johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com. I'll remind you, there's still plenty of time to jump onto that website, johnreedforvirginia.com. Learn more about John. He's got more position papers, and the stuff over at Substack is amazing. But in addition to that, if you like what he's saying, you want his message out there, you can make a donation, help the effort to get that out. But let's talk about the embrace of violence for a second, John, because we hear this whataboutism. We hear it all the time. The reality is we have seen the Virginia Democrats embrace violence and threats of violence against innocent people. It's ugly. And now I saw the photos. You are making decisions in the morning. Do you or do you not put on the bulletproof vest?
I mean, to me, that's kind of shocking. That is really shocking that that's where we are. Yeah. And yesterday, I was in Norfolk to launch my veterans coalition at the USS Wisconsin. And I talked to the security guys, and they're like, man, if you've got a vest, put it on. There are too many balconies here. There are too many rooftops. Mm-hmm. You're out in public. There are a bunch of Antifa people in Norfolk. Right. You need to be careful. Does that make sense in Virginia that that's what we're doing? That's what I'm doing every day. That's what you and your family will have to worry about if we allow this type of violence to be validated by electing another group of radical Democrats. They're telling us how they feel about us. They're proving it. And the consequences, and Richmond's lived through this once, with what happened here in 2020, the consequences are brutal for us. We can't continue to allow this.
What are the other things you're encountering? We're all here at WRBA, of course, familiar with issues that are really impacting us in Central Virginia. We know some of the concerns in Northern Virginia. But when you get down to Southwest Virginia, are the concerns consistent, or is there something regional that maybe we don't know about?
Well, Southwest is in a tough way. You know, we've got a pretty strong economy in and around Central Virginia. Northern Virginia, yes, the DOGE cuts are real and the federal cutbacks are real. I'm not going to minimize that or mock that at all, but they have a very robust economy. So does Virginia Beach. But if you get into Emporia in Southern Virginia, that's where my dad grew up, or you go out to Bristol and Abingdon, there, you know, there's certainly people who are doing well there, but there is not a robust economy the way we need it to be. And I'll tell you, they vote Republican.
Right.
So if the Democrats are saying, like Jay Jones, we'll kill members of the General Assembly to get them to vote the right way, do you think they have respect for the people in the parts of the state that vote red, that vote Republican on a regular basis? This is a different mindset than what we're used to in Virginia, where there was a basic level of decency about the way we interact with each other. And you need people who are going to get back into that Capitol and demand that for themselves and for the people who are around them. And that's one reason that I'm doing it, Jeff. This is my home state. I care about where we go going forward and the attitude that's on display. And I'd like to exhibit the best behavior possible.
One of the things that has always impressed, I would imagine, everybody who has gotten to know you, but I'll share this with everybody for myself, for Heidi. We both look at John Reed and think, that's a Virginia gentleman right there. This is the Virginia way. I love that attitude of the Virginia way. And to see it kick to the curb, to see ugly threats, I mean, I cannot even begin to imagine, John, looking at coworkers. And hey, we've got, I don't know, 25 people, whatever it is, at the Radio Factory. Some people you like, some people you don't like, but nobody fantasizes, oh, I'm going to put two bullets into the head of a coworker. That is just sick and twisted and demented. And for the Virginia Democrats to embrace that and double down on it is nothing short of disgusting. But it goes to other parts as well. I've mentioned to you my friend Tony Martin, who owns and operates New American Arms on West Broad Street, 6017
right.
West Broad Street. He's getting threats because he has a big sign in front of his store calling, asking for people to continue the good thing, keep a good thing going, and vote for Winsome Sears and John Reed and Jason Meares. And he is a native, and he is just shocked that anybody would make those threats.
Yeah, it's getting bad, but I do think it's sobering people up. I mean, I was listening to you when you were talking about the threats that he was getting, and it's very worrisome. But you know what really shocked people last week was hearing about killing kids.
Yes.
You know, yes. Like, I don't want to say it's okay to talk about killing a political person. I'm a political person, but right. But the idea that you would go so far as to talk about slaughtering the kids, and maybe that'll sober up the adults. Who are you? That is insane. That is gross. Yep. And to even muse about it, you know, if you've had a couple of drinks, that's outrageous. And I just don't think people are going to go for it. I think even people who would not normally vote Republican are going to say that crosses the line. And quite frankly, Jeff, the fact that the Democrats still will not get rid of Jay Jones, as bad as this has gotten, you know, they're not rescinding their endorsements. They're not asking for their money back. They're not asking him to step aside. They're sticking with him. Tim Kaine, Mark Warner has been a little quieter, I guess, probably because, you know, he's up for reelection next year. So he's scared to death. But Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, she doesn't have anything to say about it. I mean, there is a problem with this party in the Democrat Party and their leadership. And bold people will stand up and say what needs to be said. You know, I'm always going to do that, even if I have to criticize my own people. I will do it. And it's just cowardice on their part.
How many days until the general election, and how much time left for early voting?
Yeah, 27 days left till November 4th. Not that anybody's counting, of course.
Right.
So I got a lot of work to do between now and then. And there'll be, you know, Monday through Friday in every county and city, you can go and vote at designated locations. Sometimes that's at the local courthouse, and then other places have the central library open. And then there'll be a couple of Saturdays, depending on where you are, where you can go vote on Saturday. So there are a lot of opportunities. And if this is outrageous to you to hear about this violence, if these things are disturbing, if you're worried about the economy, like the Newport News folks who were working at the factory were today, then, you know, don't sit this one out. I would humbly suggest to you that I'm one of the guys who can help make good decisions to advance us and bring new business in. And I think, you know, I hope that if you've listened to WRVA all these years, you will know that, you know, I'm pretty grounded in what's right and what's wrong, being fair to people, not abusing people. I hope you'll have confidence that I can make good decisions on your behalf at the Capitol.
No doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I certainly have had that confidence. Our entire household has had that confidence for a long time. We're honored to call you a friend. We are voting for you with absolutely no hesitation. We've got we've sort of cornered the market for signs. We've become a distribution point.
I know, you're great.
Yeah. For folks who want either to learn more or help you out, I know the election's coming up, obviously general election day, early voting underway, but I'm sure donations are still accepted. What's the best way for people to support you?
Yeah, it's johnreid4virginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreid4virginia.com. Gonzalez raised $4.8 million, and I've raised total about $800,000. I'm just getting crushed financially. And the only thing I can say is I'm working harder than anybody else who's out there. I want to show you that I'm willing to do the work to win. We're trying to be creative. You know, go to my Facebook tonight. We're going to unveil a new ad, which I think is pretty compelling. I'll send it to you first, Jeff, and get your opinion before I put it on Facebook. But I think you're going to really like it. It's important.
I will look forward to that. As always, I thank you for being here. You give our best to your mom, and I think a happy birthday is overdue for your sister. And
oh, thank you. She'll be so happy.
Great lady there. So we will look forward to chatting again soon, my friend. That is John Reid, and John is, simply put, one of the good guys. Always has been. Always has been. Seriously, go to johnreid4virginia.com. Read all of the position papers. You don't have to take my word on it. You don't have to take his word on it. He's the one guy in all of this who has position papers and opinion pieces and has said, here's how I would address it. Here's my background in business. This is what I would do. I want you to be aware of that. johnreid4virginia.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.